Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This program is particularly inspiring to me. Let's take a look at it, but especially the gospel. Let's take a look at the whole thing, but especially the gospel. The first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 56, verses 1 and then 6 and 7. Thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Let me just stop there for a moment, brothers and sisters. How often do we go to Mass just out of rote? Just slip in at the last moment and slip out the earliest moment. Do you know in whose presence you come? The Almighty God, Lord, King of heaven and earth? Or does it just be another obligation to fulfill? What is it like for you? Let's take a look again at this first reading. All who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. Their sacrifices will be acceptable to me, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. You have a part in that, the way you conduct yourself. Even if you're alone in the church, the way you conduct yourself, the way you bow or kneel, the way you're silent, or you just gabbing with some friend because you've come to church very early, you're in the presence of the Lord himself. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. May it be so. May it be so. Let all the nations praise you. Psalm 67 tells us, may God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on the earth you guide. Let all the nations praise you, Lord. Let my heart praise you. Let my heart praise you. Always. Put aside yourself. Give yourself to the Creator and the Savior who redeemed you, who's given you the hope of eternal life. Brothers and sisters, every day should be a day of gratitude. Open your heart. Open your heart more. Don't just do the next thing you have to do. I have to go to Mass. No, I want to. I desire it. I need it. Receiving him is my food for the journey. And it is. Open your heart. Paul to the Romans, chapter 11, verses 13 to 15 and then 29 to 32 says this, brothers and sisters, I am speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles. This is Paul speaking. I glory in my ministry in order to make my race jealous and thus save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. Just as you once disobeyed God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, So they have now disobeyed in order that by virtue of the mercy shown to you, they too may now receive mercy. For God delivered all to disobedience that he might have mercy on all. But we need to ask for it. We need to open our hearts for it. We need to seek it. We know what it is. Priceless, priceless gift it is. We want all the nations to praise God, but we want our hearts personally to praise God and to glorify him and to honor him and to thank him in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. That's what God wants of us. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew. Chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district, not a Christian, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David, my daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. And Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away. She keeps calling after us." And he said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the people I'm called to come to." But the woman, now think of this, the woman came. She heard what he said. And she did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." And he said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." He's testing her. She's a pagan. He's testing her. And she said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their master." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. What would you have done if you were in the footsteps, so to speak, of this Canaanite woman? What if God had said to you, "Send her away. She keeps calling after us." His disciples told him that. But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. He said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Wouldn't you have been defeated, depleted? Wouldn't you have wanted to bury yourself in the crowd and get out of the picture? But she didn't. But she did Jesus homage. She came to him and bowed before him and said, "Lord, help me." And then it is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. Listen to that again. It is not rightful. It is not rightful to listen. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. And you know what she says? "Please, please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." Let it be done for you as you wish. And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. She didn't stop. She was humiliated. Jesus seemed to turn away from her. But she cried out to him again and again. And he came to her. And her daughter was healed right then from that hour. My goodness, brothers and sisters, what an incredible act. God was testing her. And she passed the test with flying colors. In fact, the faith of the Canaanite woman, I read a meditation by Father John Toller. He was a German Dominican priest in 1361. And this is what he said about the faith of that woman. Ah, dear children, happy is the one and holy who can strike so deep down into his heart to find the will of God there. This is not a matter of words or any pious use of the senses, but of truest earnestness, for it produces a self-renunciation deeper than anything else in us, human or divine. Anguish, suffering, shame are at their worst in that one soul, and yet he trusts God with unshakable constancy, and his confidence in the divine loving kindness grows stronger and stronger as God's abandonment of him seems to grow more certain, just as was the case with the Canaanite woman when rejected by our Lord. The harder he treated her, the more confidently did she beg his mercy. And it was for this reason alone that she got all she asked from him. Dear children, this is the right and the divine road to true spirituality. The person that can stand thus his ground meekly under all God's visitations of inner and outer affliction, looking to nothing but God's will for guidance, awaiting God's time of relief most patiently, the person who will thus stand his ground until death without the least repining, ah, children, he has found the straight road to union with God. Let us ask God to give us the faith of the Canaanite woman, to come to him again and again for what we truly need. Come to him. It might come through another person. It might come in a totally different way. It might be something you hear on the television, believe it or not. You might hear something that changes your life. The Lord wants to touch you. You ask him. He will choose the way. Just keep asking him for what you need. Not just what you want, but what you need. He hears you. My goodness, brothers and sisters. How many people say, well, I asked God, nothing happened. I asked God, well, when did you ask God? Oh, last night. Nothing happened. So why didn't you go back to him? Why didn't you ask him again? Why didn't you take a look at what you were asking for? Is it good? Is it right? If it is, then keep asking. God's testing you. Your faith. He loves you. He loves every one of you right here. And he wants you to know his love for you. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you everlasting life. He wants to give you graces and gifts that can help other people through you. He has so much for you. Come to him daily with your needs, and he will hear you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.